They filled the water jug at the stream and started to make their way back to the camp. After giving enough one-word answers, Wells had gotten Octavia to stop asking about Clark, but now she was walking along sullenly, and he felt guilty. She was a sweet girl, and he knew she meant well. How had she wound up here? "So," Wells said, breaking the silence, "what could you have possibly done to end up in confinement?"
Octavia looked at him in surprise.
"Haven't you heard my brother talking about it?" She gave him a tight smile. "He loves telling people about how I was caught stealing food for the younger kids in the care center, the little ones who are always bullied into giving up their rations, and how the monsters on the council confined me without batting an eye."
Something in Octavia's voice gave him pause.
"Is that really how it happened?" "Does it matter?" she asked with a wariness that suddenly made her seem older than 14. "We're all going to think what we want about each other. If that's a story Bellamy needs to believe, then I'm not going to stop him." Wells stopped to rearrange the heavy water jug. Somehow, they'd ended up in a different part of the woods. The trees grew even closer together here, and he could see far enough ahead to tell how far they'd strayed.
"Are we lost?" Octavia glanced from side to side, and even in the dim light, he could see the panic flash across her face.
"We'll be fine. I just need to..." He stopped, as a sound shuddered through the air.
"What was that?" Octavia asked. "Are we..."
Wells cut her off with a shush, and took a step forward. It sounded like a twig snapping, which meant that something was moving just behind the trees. He kicked himself for not bringing a weapon. It would have been nice to bring back his own kill to show that Bellamy wasn't the only one who could learn how to hunt. The sound came again, and Wells's frustration turned to fear.
Forget catching dinner. If he wasn't careful, he and Octavia might become dinner themselves.
He was about to grab her hand and run away when something caught his eye. A glint of reddish gold. Wells lowered the water jug and took a few steps forward. "Stay here," he whispered. Just ahead, he could see an open space beyond the trees. Some kind of clearing. He was about to shout the name hovering on his lips when he froze, skidding to a stop. Clark was standing in the grass, locked in an embrace with none other than Bellamy. As she brought her lips up to the wall tonight, fury tore through Wells. Heat shot up through his chest to settle in his racing heart. Somehow he managed to wrench his eyes away and stagger back into the trees before a wave of nausea sent his head spinning. He grabbed onto a branch for balance, gasping as he tried to force air into his lungs. The girl he'd risked his life to protect wasn't just kissing someone else. She was kissing the hothead who may have gotten his father killed.
"Whoa!" Octavia's voice came from beside him.
"Their walk looks a lot more fun than ours." But Wells had already turned and begun walking in the other direction.
He was vaguely aware of Octavia scampering after him, asking something about a medicine chest, but her voice was drowned out by the pulsing of blood in his head.
He didn't care whether they'd found the missing medicine. There was no drug strong enough to repair a broken heart.